Reaction to circumstances reveals true character. March 26. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother, and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother. Judah now proposed to sell their brother to these heathen traders, Ishmaelites, instead of leaving him to die. While he would be effectually put out of their way, they would remain clear of his blood, for, he urged, he is our brother and our flesh. To this proposition all agreed, and Joseph was quickly drawn out of the pit. As he saw the merchants, the dreadful truth flashed upon him. To become a slave was a fate more to be feared than death. In an agony of terror he appealed to one and another of his brothers, but in vain. Some were moved with pity, but fear of derision kept them silent. All felt that they had now gone too far to retreat. If Joseph were spared, he would doubtless report them to the father, who would not overlook their cruelty toward his favorite son. Steeling their hearts against his entreaties, they delivered him into the hands of the heathen raiders. The caravan moved on, and was soon lost to view. As the caravan journeyed southward toward the borders of Canaan, the boy could discern in the distance the hills among which lay his father's tents. Bitterly he wept at thought of that loving father in his loneliness and affliction. With a trembling heart he looked forward to the future. What a change in situation, from the tenderly cherished son to the despised and helpless slave. But, in the providence of God, even this experience was to be a blessing to him. He had learned in a few hours that which years might not otherwise have taught him. His father, strong and tender as his love had been, had done him wrong by his partiality and indulgence. Faults had been encouraged that were now to be corrected. He was becoming self-sufficient and exacting. Then his thoughts turned to his father's God. He had been told of the Lord's promises to Jacob, and how they had been fulfilled. His soul thrilled with a higher resolve to prove himself true to God, under all circumstances to act as became a subject of the King of Heaven. He would serve the Lord with undivided heart, he would meet the trials of his lot with fortitude and perform every duty with fidelity. One day's experience had been the turning point in Joseph's life. Its terrible calamity had transformed him from a petted child to a man, thoughtful, courageous, and self-possessed.